President Trump to crack down on crime in Memphis. By Nick Gilbertson on September 12, 2025. President Donald Trump will be taking action to crack down on crime in Memphis, Tennessee. After his administration's success in restoring law and order in Washington, D.C., Trump revealed the plans to go to Memphis on Friday during his live and studio appearance on Fox and Friends. "We're going to Memphis. Memphis is deeply troubled, and the mayor is happy. He's a Democrat mayor. The mayor is happy, and the governor, Tennessee, the governor is happy," he said. "Deeply troubled. We're going to fix that just like we did Washington. I would have preferred going to Chicago," he added. Indeed, the Trump administration made substantial progress in reducing crime in the nation's capital. On Monday, CNN reported that in the first 3 weeks after Trump federalized control of law enforcement, murders dwindled 60%, motor vehicle thefts dropped 35%, and burglaries from automobiles reduced 40% compared to the 3 weeks before his emergency declaration. Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., instructed the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department to work with federal law enforcement indefinitely, as Breitbart News reported earlier this month. A press release from Bowser's office stated that the mayor's order continues the work of the Safe and Beautiful Emergency Operations Center, SBEOC, in managing the district's response to the Safe and Beautiful Task Force, which was established by President Donald Trump. The order from Bowser comes as Trump in early August announced that he was officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act and that the MPD would be placed under direct federal control. Trump also activated the National Guard. Trump's order from August officially expired on Wednesday. As he noted, he had initially been eyeing Chicago as the next city to square away after Washington, D.C., but he had been met with heavy resistance from Governor J.P. Pritzker, D.E.L., and Mayor Brandon Johnson, D.